Hey, I pissed him off before we started recording, so you can rage bait the shit out of him pretty easily in this versus.
Oh, I was already pissed off before we even started playing games.
And then I pissed him off more, so it's like extra piss off. He's a piss boy. He's extra piss. He's pissy.
So, like you?
I'm never pissy.
Cap.
I'm not pissy.
Huge
I'm just
cap.
mad when you cheat.
What do you mean?
You cheated last versus. I hope he dumpsters you. I know he's gonna dumpster you.
Do you even know what our characters are?
I mean, I know what his is because he knows legends like I do, and he picked the same shit that I would have picked. Yours is the black horse. I assume you both sent them to Brick.
I sent mine.
I can almost guarantee you that he never would have picked it, so.
He doesn't know legend shit, so of course he's not gonna pick it. Hey everyone, and welcome to our next installment of Versus. I'm still salty about my last defeat at the hands of Exotic, but hopefully my
He's
boy
so
Winchy
salty,
here.
he ran off our Brick 3PO moderator.
It's not
Yeah,
my
get fucked.
fault. It's not my fault he can't handle the rage bait. I thought it was pretty clear that I was rage baiting, but I still thought it was funny. He's not here. Poor Brick.
Yeah, you're a dick most of the time, so understandable.
Most of the time, not all the time though. But I will be
95%.
functioning. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Eat shit. I hope you lose today. You deserve a loss. Anywho, I will be functioning as today's moderator for this. So we have our versus topics and everything ready. They've sent me their characters, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce both. On the hopefully winning side, we have Winchy, who has chosen Mara Jade Skywalker as his choice. And on the gay side, we have Exotic, who has chosen Emperor Palpatine.
I feel like there's some bias already here.
I promise there will be no bias. If you argue better, you win. The topics are going to be overall force ability, which includes techniques, mastery, and understanding of the force. The next one is natural speed, which is unenhanced. Then we have stealthiness, close quarters combat mastery, and charisma or being charismatic. So, with that being said, my two duelists, go at it.
Before we start, I have one question.
I have an answer.
Hopefully. Enhanced. What do you mean by enhanced or unenhanced?
Like,
I mean, you can't use
without the
force
force, they're
speed boosts.
physical.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I figured. I just wanted to
So,
double check.
I mean, your bitch sits in a fucking wheelchair, so I mean,
I mean, he's
I
a
win
little
that
decrepit.
one.
I kind of ate that, so I'm fine with that.
All right, that's 1 point for Mara Jade.
Okay, well, we can go to overall force ability. I mean, I think Palps is the strongest force user in the movies, at least. I don't know much about Legends. I know that's y'all's forte, but I know he is by far the strongest force user that is known in the Star Wars world.
Okay, first of all, Cap, I don't even like hella Cap, so much Cap. First of all,
How?
okay, you're like, I don't know Legends, but he's the most powerful in the Star Wars world. No, that
That I know
those two
of.
statements already conflict.
That I know of. There was that in there too.
See, the thing is, you know of characters in Legends because we've already talked about them.
Yeah, but do I listen most of the time? Not really.
Oh,
Shit,
okay, cool. So we can just kick you? Oh.
if you want, free up my Sunday.
Exotic's dead. Like I said,
Yeah,
everybody.
you already tried to kill me off
Foretold.
once.
It's been like three times now. Every time you don't show up, I just talk about how you talk about how you're dead.
Wait, he got seismic charged.
I mean, Palps trained Mara Jade, so like she has a bit of his talent. And then Mara Jade trained with Luke for years and years and years. Luke was arguably way more powerful than Palpatine, definitely in the later years of his life. And I mean, Mara was a master alongside him. She was also pretty fucking powerful. Mara almost beat Cadus, and Cadus was touted as being stronger than Vader was in the Force. And I mean, Vader killed Palpatine. Palpatine was afraid of that motherfucker.
I still think Palpatine's stronger than Vader in the Force.
Now, let me make a small
Maybe not at the
interjection
height of his.
here. It's overall force ability, not strength in the force. So this includes techniques, mastery, and understanding.
God, Palpatine's understanding of the Force was insane.
Hold on.
Holding.
Yeah, I can't really. I can't. I mean, he brought himself fucking back to life. I mean, that's kind of. It's kind of hard to top that.
From what I
I don't really.
know.
Mara Jade's feats are. Mara Jade's cool, but like, she doesn't have that kind of repertoire.
Yeah, he had like what battle meditation, could fucking manipulate a whole bunch of fucking people at the same time. fucking said no you to death like 3 times, I think.
Twice.
Yeah, he'll probably come back at some point again. Let's be real. Knowing Disney.
Okay, next topic. One for Palps, one for Marjade.
Do you want to go to stealthiness? It's the next one on the list.
Sure.
I mean, Palpatine fucking hid himself as a Sith in front of every single Jedi.
That's true, but
years.
That's just masking your presence, okay?
That's
not
still
like,
stealth. That's literally the definition of stealth, is masking your presence.
No. See, yes. There's a difference between, okay, being somebody who can blend in and somebody who's actually stealthy. Mara Jade was an assassin trained to be stealthy. Like, that's her whole deal. She's an assassin. She also was inside of the fucking Rebel Alliance, perfectly being played off as a rebel for the longest fucking time, until Luke force-pinged that bitch while they were in their X-Wings and he shot her ass down, which is funny because they ended up getting, you know, married later. But, like, she can blend in too. She was trained by Palps to do that. But she's also an assassin on top of that.
Okay, but she was found out. Palpatine was only found out whenever he fucking just straight up told Anakin.
That's fair.
They would have never found Palpatine if Anakin didn't open his mouth.
I mean, Windu said in one of the meetings in the movie, the dark side surrounds the Chancellor. So they kind of been new.
Obviously,
they
didn't.
Not much they could do about it because they didn't have proof, but they been new.
But how long was he over there, you know, doing his little rich gay guy routine?
What other
secretly
stealthy
dark lord
feats does he have? Like, what other stealthy feats does Palpatine do? Like, what else he got? Other than the fact that he's just a good-ass fucking charismatic politician.
How many years did he just talk to every single Jedi and just like, oh yeah, nothing's wrong?
Okay.
That's like the pinnacle of stealthiness.
Again, that's only one thing that he did. It just went for a long period of time.
I feel like stealthiness, the longer you're stealthed, is a lot better than doing it here and there.
You think that motherfucker can crouch and like crawl through some air ducts and shit? His knees will break before he gets in there.
He don't need to.
That okay?
That's like infiltration. Stealth is completely different.
Stealthy.
I don't think infiltration is part of being stealthy.
Okay, well then your whole point is invalid because he infiltrated the Galactic Senate.
I'm talking about like physical infiltration.
That was physical infiltration. He was there in the Senate.
He's hiding in plain sight. He is hiding in plain sight.
That is infiltration.
You're talking about climbing through a fucking duct.
Okay. I'm talking about sneaking aboard starships. I'm talking about assassinating key leaders of, you know, various organizations, the rebellion, whatever.
How many times does she get caught?
Once, when she gets blown out the sky by Luke.
How many times did Palpatine get caught?
Once.
He didn't get caught. He revealed himself. She got fucked over
that's
by somebody
caught.
Else.
That's being stupid.
No, that's part of his grand plan.
That's just Dekutla stuff right there.
No, she got caught when she didn't want to get caught. He got caught when he wanted to get caught. That's the pinnacle of stealthiness. Is under his terms. She wasn't
if
under
you
her
read
terms.
The novel, Palpatine was really fucking worried in that whole scene because Anakin was the linchpin to his whole plan.
Exactly.
It was
he revealed himself.
Maneuver to reveal himself. He wasn't even going to do it. It was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing.
He did it, and he voluntarily
That's
got
stupid.
Caught. She got caught when she didn't want to get caught. Obviously, her stealthiness is worse.
I think so.
I mean, if I'm hiding from somebody...
So the only reason she got caught... So, is the same way that Mace Windu knew some shit was up with Palpatine, because he said the dark side fucking surrounds that motherfucker, right? The only reason Mara got shot down in her X-Wing when she was flying with Luke was because the dark side was surrounding her. It's the same fucking shit. And Luke just surrendered himself to the Force because so much crap was going on, and he just started taking down targets. Targets that had intent to kill his homies, or bad intentions toward his homies.
That's the same shit
that Windu and Yoda and all of them were feeling whenever Palpatine was around.
But she was taken down. He was only taken down on his accord.
I mean, he got taken down until Anakin cut his arm off, or Mace Windu's arm off.
Exactly.
Oh boy, was dead to rights.
I don't know. I think she.
No, I know.
Because she got caught. He didn't get caught. He only got he revealed himself. I wouldn't even say got caught. She got caught in her actions. He did not.
No, he definitely got caught in his actions.
Nope, he revealed
himself.
Four
fucking Jedi Masters walked into his office and said, "We're here to arrest you, motherfucker."
Alright, we'll go to the close quarter combat mastery and circle back to stealthiness. Because that motherfucker took down four fucking Jedi in a matter of
what. I didn't say lightsaber mastery. That's a different topic.
It's close quarters combat. That's a different topic. That's what lightsabers are. That's what lightsabers are, is close quarters combat.
Close quarters combat is hand-to-hand combat.
No, it doesn't say hand-to-hand.
We have a lightsaber mastery category.
It doesn't say hand-to-hand. It just says close quarters combat.
Okay, moderator interjection. This was specified by Brick3PO that those two are different. Close quarters combat is in reference to hand-to-hand, not lightsaber. There's a separate category for that.
That's bullshit.
Thank you, moderator. Get fucked, okay?
That's bullshit.
Mara Jade is an assassin. She is a close quarters specialist because that bitch is supposed to get in and beat the fuck out of somebody real fast and get out. She can fight without a lightsaber all day throwing hands. How many hands is fucking Palpatine gonna throw before you break his neck on accident?
I mean, Palpatine did throw hands with Maul and Savage in the Clone Wars series. He used his lightsaber most of the time, but he still threw hands with them.
Okay, but he did use his lightsaber, right?
At some point, yeah. But he did throw hands with them.
Okay. Mara Jade beats the fuck out of so many people before she ever even uses a lightsaber. She was trained to be an assassin. She was trained in hand-to-hand combat by Palpatine and his fucking royal guards.
All right. I'll give you close quarters combat since,
thank you.
You know, y'all want to bullshit it.
Y'all? There's only one of me.
I know we're not talking about may be bullshit a week, after last
week, but there's only one of us.
Well, fine. We'll go to charisma. Palpatine wins that shit. He's one of the most charismatic politicians there is. What? He's the king of manipulation.
I mean, Mara Jade, look, people love Luke, right? Okay? Mara Jade got shot down by Luke and still managed to get in that man's pants. That's pretty charismatic.
But Palpatine got in the pants of pretty much the entire Senate.
I ain't see him running around with his
You don't know that. Definitely in Nikita's dreams.
I'm pretty sure the only kids, quote unquote, that Palpatine had were clones. Ray's parents were clones.
Charismatic doesn't just mean about fucking.
You okay? And
he was in the pockets of everybody. Everybody just, you know, he could manipulate with his pure charm the entire fucking Senate if he wanted, which he did. That's how he got fucking power. That's how he got power to fucking start Order 66 and control all the clones.
You right. I still gotta argue against it. All I'm saying was, if you've read the books that Mara Jade's in, she's just as good at playing off being charismatic. Playing off being a politician, playing off being a high whatever you want to call it, high ranking official or whatever. She's very good at it. It's kind of her whole thing because, you know, she's a assassin and a stealth infiltration specialist. That's what she be doing.
But she didn't manipulate. And he trained her. She didn't manipulate entire populations.
I'm pretty sure she did, actually. I think I could pull up a reference even.
On the scale that Palpatine did?
I mean, I'm talking like planetary scale.
Palpatine was like galaxy scale.
Well, no, he was mostly just manipulating the members of the Senate.
Which are representatives of the galaxy.
Okay, that doesn't mean they're smart.
They don't gotta be smart if they're... He's charismatic.
That doesn't mean they're strong-willed. That doesn't mean that he didn't just use the Force to get them to do what he wanted them to do. Which he did.
Sometimes. Not all the time. He was very charismatic as a, what, Nabooian politician to start?
Hey, Brick3PO, that's the word, right? Replacement. What, how many members of the Senate were there?
I don't even get a name. I don't even get a fucking name. I get
you ran him off. You are Brick3PO's replacement today.
Jesus. What was the question again?
How many members of the Senate are there?
I believe they base it off a megabyte. So if I remember correctly, it's 1024.
Okay, great. So he manipulated 1,000 people. That's it. Some of them with the Force. So we're going to say, you know, less than 1,000 people in the Senate that he charismatically, quote unquote, manipulated. Or with
Hold on. It was I made a mistake. There was 1024 Senate pods. And two senators per Senate pod, so 2,048.
Okay, great. Even that's still only 2,000 people. And did he manipulate the leaders of the CIS? Not really. That was mostly Dooku. They just knew he was kind of pulling the strings behind Dooku's back.
I mean, he manipulated Dooku.
He didn't really have to. Dooku was willingly his apprentice.
Exactly, because he was manipulated.
He was like, hey, come get some power. And Dooku was like, power, you say? And then he was like, hey, you get to be racist. And Dooku was like, racist, you say?
This is correct. Can't verify. Very much true.
There's a quote in the book where basically Palpatine told Dooku that he was going to get rid of all the fucking aliens from all the positions of power.
That's not even the most fucked up racist thing that Dooku did. Dooku, when he got his hands chopped off by Anakin, his first thought was not, oh shit, I'm about to die. It was, oh shit, I'm a cripple and less of a human.
All I'm saying is Mara Jade is a master spy. Palpatine, A, used the Force for a lot of his shit. Yes, he was a little bit charismatic, you know, moving his way up.
Definitely not.
But I mean, it's a little bit. I mean, he only had to, you know, manipulate 2,000 people. It's not that many. And did he really have to manipulate half of them when they don't even speak Galactic Basic?
And he had to manipulate pretty much all of Naboo to get elected as Senator of Naboo.
He was already born into a wealthy family. He was already at the top of the totem pole.
But I mean, plenty of people that are not hated.
Plagueis totally helped him do that whole thing. Most of that was honestly Plagueis.
I thought Plagueis was gone by the time he got elected.
As a senator, gone, yes. Like... As a chancellor, no.
Wait, no. Your statement was backwards. Because no, he said, I thought Plagueis was gone.
Plagueis was alive. Okay, well, what I was trying to say was Plagueis was alive while Palpatine was a senator. And as a chancellor, he wasn't.
Yeah. Plagueis helped him get into that position on Naboo. He might have done the other stuff in the Galactic Senate. But getting that position on Naboo was not on his own.
Okay, but he still did it.
Okay. I mean, when there's two candidates and half your people are one party, like, it's not hard. It's a 50-50.
Okay, but what's half of the population of Naboo?
That's a good question. Brick 3PO replacement?
The population of Naboo is estimated at 4.5 billion.
So he manipulated 2 billion people as well?
However,
when he was elected senator,
For that fact, 72% of that 4.5 billion is Gungan, and the Gungans were not voting in all of the Naboo politics and stuff.
Okay, well, what's brick replacement? What is 27% of 4.5 billion?
God damn it, I hate all of you. Like 1.15 billion or so.
So a little over 500 million?
And brick 3PO replacement, when he was running for the Senate. This is what you
shut up.
Dug this grave. You made this bed, and now you get to lie in it.
Yes, you will lie in it.
Brick 3PO replacement. What?
I hate to hear.
How many people were actually voting? Were they even voting for him in that senatorial election, or was it just an appointment by the Queen of Naboo?
He was elected. It was not an appointment.
Okay.
Yeah, because fucking.
Well, who was his opponent?
It doesn't say who he ran. It says who he ran for against Chancellor, not on who he ran for the senatorial position.
So it was some nobody, not even important enough to name, versus a rich, wealthy member of the Naboo. Well,
if they were running for Senate, they were probably still rich, wealthy, and a member of the Naboo upper class.
You don't know that.
That's
correct. His statement is correct.
You're the one that said it's like the only reason that he got into that position because he was rich, wealthy, and part of the upper class.
Okay, the other guy didn't get the position.
But the other guy was still in that same category to be able to get into the position to even run for it.
Maybe.
It definitely wasn't just some fucking Joe Schmo off the street or a fucking Gungan.
Could have been.
I think we've lost the point for fighting the charismatic. Do you guys have any final words for your arguments on who should win this versus?
How many topics did we go through?
All of them. Yeah.
Mara got caught. Palpatine revealed himself.
That's the federal crime.
Does a RICO really count if you don't ever go to court for it? Because Palpatine never really went to court.
I mean, Mara didn't go to court either. She just got shot down.
All right. So I'm going to take that as no other arguments. For the topics.
All I'm saying is Mara is a trained assassin in hand-to-hand combat, in infiltration, in sneaking her ass in places. She was trained by Palpatine, so she's got some of them skills. She learned from the guy how to do all of these things.
Yeah, but obviously she lived longer. Not well enough because she got caught.
She lived longer.
Did she though?
Yeah.
Did she revive herself 3 times?
Didn't have to.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and explain who won each category and give my reasoning. So starting with overall force ability, I have to give this one to Palpatine, of course, just because I feel like Palpatine's repertoire definitely was more than Mara's, and Exotic kind of showed that in his case. You kind of admitted that she learned most of her, at least dark side prowess, from Palpatine, and we all know that Palpatine was definitely not teaching her everything so that there was no chance that she could thwart him. Not only was Palpatine skilled in using the dark side of the Force, but also in dark side alchemy, as we see in the Clone Wars. So I'm definitely giving overall Force ability, techniques, mastery, and understanding to Palpatine because of that. For natural speed, this one doesn't need much explanation. Mara was a fit, fine badass, and Palpatine looked like a monkey scrotum. So clearly, Mara's taking the natural speed. Stealthiness was really kind of hard to decide who would win on. I think that when she fought very well to defend Mara, but there's something absolutely galactically minded deviousness of Palpatine to be able to hide in plain sight in front of not millions, not billions, but trillions of faces as the Supreme Chancellor of the Republic, to be able to rise into being the Emperor and the, you know, a culmination of 1,000 years of Sith mastery. So I'm going to have to give stealthiness to Palpatine. I mean, he was right under their fucking noses, and they may have been aware of the dark side, but they didn't necessarily know that he was the Sith, or that he was the source of the dark side clouding of the Jedi until Anakin kind of snitched. I will say, just to the point of talking about Palpatine and Mara getting caught, Mara did get caught, but I will also say that Palpatine most certainly got caught also, because he was going to try to play it off when the Jedi Masters entered his office. But once he was deemed arrested, he had that quote, "So it's treason then," you know, so he definitely got caught. Close quarters combat is, again, going to have to be given to Mara for the obvious reasons, because, again, fit, fine, badass, but also trained to be a close quarters combat expert. I mean, trained multiple contingents of not only badass stormtroopers, but did some training for the rebels. And of course, she did training for some of the younger Padawans on Yavin 4 after Luke establishes his academy. So definitely think she's taken that one just for her physical stature. And then as far as charismatic goes, though, I will say that Mara Jade was definitely a charismatic Jedi master. I don't think that she's beating Palpatine when it comes to charisma. He was very much known as like the father figure, not just to Anakin, but to people who interacted with him. And I believe that Exotic made a very good point of saying, like, not only did he have to sway the Senate, but the Senate is also thinking about, like, the senators, at least, are thinking about their constituents. So just by means, not, if the... Huh?
No, they're not.
What do you mean?
You think your senators are thinking about your constituents?
Okay, I'm going off the definition of a republic. They're representing their constituents.
That doesn't mean that's how it worked in practice, which
we
saw.
Yeah. But I'm
they
still
get bullied
saying,
into voting for whatever he wanted.
You have to have.
We've seen that in the media.
You have to have a certain degree of charisma to be able to sway
or
people.
Fear mongering.
It wasn't fear mongering. It was not fear mongering until after he became the Emperor. Supreme Chancellor Palpatine was most certainly not fear mongering. Otherwise, he would have gotten booted out for sure before any of this went down. Not only that, but I mean, if you think about like the War Powers Resolution and the powers that he was granted from the Senate, because they loved him so much, they were willing to give him these extra powers that allowed him to rise to Emperor. You have to be charismatic to be able to do that. Mara Jade was not doing charisma on that kind of scale. Like, I will say within her own community, she was probably most certainly the most charismatic person there. Even if you see, like, with the, I forget what their name was, but those 5 stormtroopers that she trained, definitely believe that they viewed her as charismatic and within her own community, but not on the scale that Palpatine was. So I have to give that to Palpatine as well.
So I just want to preface for the viewers that before this recording ever started, and I have receipts, I was told that if Exotic picked Palpatine, I just lost because my ref is impartial.
I am impartial. I literally,
and
I
he
don't
ran
want
off
to,
Brick
you
Trivio,
know I don't, but you know I don't,
referee.
You know
so
I don't
I
want this bitch Exotic to win.
That
you
I was going to lose coming into this because he ran Brick 3PO off.
But you knew
this was rigged from the start.
Literally,
talk
I
about
started
fucking cheating.
Literally, I started this thing by
this
saying,
"I hope."
Motherfucker
spent 20 minutes complaining
wins.
About how his ref was biased.
My,
and then
I
he
was
comes
not.
In,
I,
and I have the receipts. I'll post them, bitches.
Post the receipts. I ain't scared. I'll say it again. But you can't sit here and say that I wanted Exotic to win. Do you know how much this pains me?
I didn't say you wanted him to win. I said you said I would lose if he picked Palpatine. I didn't say you wanted him to win.
I mean, he argued it well. If he didn't argue it well, this motherfucker can't argue. He tried to tell me that Carrie Fisher was less attractive than fucking Revan Pixels. Like, I know this bitch can't argue. I was expecting you to come with some better shit. I'm sorry you disappointed me.
The fuck am I supposed to come with?
I don't know.
You already told me I have no chance if Palpatine is the choice.
I wanted you to win.
And then you ran off our referee, Brick 3PO replacement motherfucker.
To be fair, I did not run him off.
Yes, you did.
He said, I can just No, he said I could just leave, and I didn't say, okay, just leave. I said, wow, you can't handle the rage baiting, it seems.
You said that after
you already knew that he's studying for his fucking finals. He has better things to do than sit here and get fucking rage baited.
I didn't know he was studying for his finals. I don't care.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
He posted in the fucking chat last night.
What chat?
The fucking Magic the Gathering chat.
You mean the one that I have
muted? The one that you respond in.
The one that I have completely muted because you guys talk too much.
You have everything muted.
No, I don't. I don't have your server muted. I certainly don't look at it, but I definitely have that. I muted that chat the second I joined.
And he told us last week at the end of our recording that he was going to be studying for it this weekend. And so you're just wasting his time and pissing him off when he's got better things to be doing. And you just ran him off.
And you expect me to remember that?
He literally said when you were arguing with him, I could just go study.
And then he left. There was nothing else I could say to it at that point.
Except I'm sorry, but you won't do that.
What type of finals do droids have?
he's got to get his fucking certification so he's allowed to work on spaceships.
Planes, come
on,
not spaceships.
We're an in-universe podcast.
Okay, we're in-universe right now. Shut your bitch ass up. On spaceships. And also, this certification would give him the qualification to work on spaceships at NASA.
Why are you so heated about this? Jesus.
You don't piss me off today.
Why'd I piss you off?
Well, first Exotic pissed me off, then you pissed me off, and then you pissed me off again.
How did I piss you off again? I understand the first with the magic cards.
And then you ran off our ref.
By being the same person I always am. That's not my fault.
What did I do?
Nothing.
Fucking changed the time of this shit like 3 times. I have fucking plans. I changed my plans 3 times.
He's just mad. The loss probably doesn't help either. Anyway.
See, I told you at the start, I scoop.
That's my scoop.
It was over from the start.
It wasn't over from the start. It was over by the end, though.
It was too.
It was not. I really thought you would have a better argument for stealthiness.
What the fuck else am I going to argue?
All you had
She's
to do
a fucking
was
master
all...
spy and assassin.
Let me explain it like this. This motherfucker doesn't know shit about Legends. The second you said, oh, she was caught by Luke Skywalker and blown out the sky, I was like, this motherfucker is dumb.
It's a fact.
But why would you mention it? Why?
Because I'm not a sleazebag?
It's not about being a sleazebag. One, I also forgot about that too, though. But like the second you said that, I was like, well, shit. Like, she failed being a stealth op at some
also,
point.
Also, he argued that infiltration was not part of being stealthy, which means the entire argument about him infiltrating the fucking Senate and both sides of the fucking Galactic Civil War is completely moot, which is the exact argument that you used for him winning that category.
I didn't say anything about infiltration.
You said him tricking all the motherfuckers.
No, I said hiding in plain sight. That's not infiltrating. That's hiding
in
plain sight.
You just rephrased the thing that he argued wasn't part of being stealthy.
To be fair, I did say, I only brought up the infiltration thing whenever you talk about crawling through vents. Like, in terms of infiltrating, you were talking about, like, going into someplace physically and, like, sneaking around.
That's stealthy.
That's physical infiltration. You don't have to physically infiltrate things to infiltrate.
But he argued, after I said that infiltration was not part of it.
Well, that part of infiltration. That's what I was saying.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Not when we were arguing. You said it.
I said the physical infiltration.
He said that motherfucker's not crawling through vents and shit.
Oh, yeah. And then I said he was physically infiltrating the Senate, which was correct.
You're
we do record.
Semantics here.
I do remember saying that.
You're playing semantics here, though.
That's your game. You're the ref. So, yeah, I'm playing that game.
There's only one way to, like, infiltrate a body as the Senate, and it's with your person because you have to campaign.
Like, physically infiltrating the Senate would be, like, fucking crawling through the vents in the Senate hall and then just sitting on one of the fucking platforms or some shit. But
so,
like,
we can argue that Yoda was better than him at it.
Yeah. Yes. Physically infiltrating because he was small and green and frog-like.
And he went through the vents in the fucking Senate, didn't he? I thought I was mad. This motherfucker makes me look like I was calm after I lost to Exotic. Jesus. It's frustrating to lose to him, right? Because it's bullshit. What? This was not a grand ploy to teach you a lesson or anything. I literally did not want him to win. I thought I was very clear about that.
So you went in already biased. Like,
I went in.
You cannot be the ref.
I went.
If R3PO ain't here, we ain't doing verses.
I was going to acquiesce. He left. The second he was like, I'm unbiased, and you were like, he should be ref, I was like, okay, let me finish my raid bait.
I mean, I did go in with Palpatine knowing there's very few characters that I know of that would win in overall force ability and charisma. The other three is kind of tossing the air.
We knew. I literally told him, I was like, he's picking Anakin Skywalker, and then we were talking about it, and then I was like, oh, the only one that he could really pick to beat you is Palpatine.
Yeah, that's why, like, when I was searching for characters, I was looking for characters that I could guarantee win at least two, and then I could fight over one more to persuade. And so Annie, I was like, okay, he's pretty charismatic, but he's not as charismatic as Palpatine. His Force ability, you know, he's the chosen one, yeah, but Palpatine would still fuck him up in it. And just his understanding of the Force.
I think he would have won overall Force ability, natural speed, and close quarters combat. That motherfucker was far from stealthy.
He was also the
hero of the Clone Wars, so you could have argued charismatic.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loved him, but he wasn't as snide and conniving as Palpatine.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you've won once again, and I hate it here. And I'm getting yelled at as Brick-3PO's replacement. Brick-3PO is shown so much more respect than this.
Because he is an impartial, unbiased referee. You threw in facts about the characters in your analysis at the end that neither of us brought up.
Yes, that was just going up by off what I knew, and then I said...
Uh-huh, and Brick-3PO only goes off the facts that we give him during the argument because he don't know shit.
Yes, but what I was using those facts for was literally to show how it related to the points that both of you made.
Bringing in outside information.
I know, judging off
his final decision.
Judging off the last time Brick was the judge between me and Nikita, I think I still would have won. Because Brick actually listened to half of the points I made.
Are you saying I don't listen to half the points you made?
Yes.
You don't listen to half the things I say, so.
You're the one who does that. I listened to everything both of y'all said. I even sat here and I wanted to interject many times. I didn't. All right, well, unfortunately, Exotic's won when she's lost. He's mad at me. Brick's mad at me. Exotic's probably mad at me, but for unrelated reasons.
I'm chilling.
Oh, never mind. Okay. We won on one front. And I don't hate me today, so it's 2-2. Nice split there. Give it a day. But that has been this week's Versus. Thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on all social medias, wherever you get your podcast fix, at Force Unscripted on Twitter, formerly known as X, Blue Sky, and Instagram, The Force Unscripted everywhere else. And you can check out our website, theforceunscripted.com, where you can leave us questions, comments, concerns, versus suggestions, voice notes, whatever you may want to do. And we hope to hear from you guys soon. And we will see you guys on the next episode, whether it be a main episode, Force Facts, or another Versus. Until then, peace out, Girl Scouts, and we'll see you then.
Later.
Hunter? I mean, Winchy? Did he go AFK?
No clue.
You fucking just call me?
I said Winchy. Like,
can't even get my damn name right.
I said Winchy immediately after. Just say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Say your sign off.
Retorcer me, both.